You're now listening to Road to Stardom.
What's good, you guys? It's your girl, Miss Kelly. Tune in to find new mix. We're going to get it on the podcast. We always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl. And then let's get to show some music tonight for your listening pleasure. We're going to do nothing but not a lot of entertainment music. All the songs you heard me debut yesterday, Tuesday, Monday, two new songs tonight. It's all from Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. And that's what we're going to play tonight. So let's get started with two new songs that we're going to debut. And this first one is called Ballerina. It is by Crowley McFadden. That's what we're going to get into as our first song. Our first debut of the night. That's exactly what we're going to get into. And then we're going to get in Worth the Wait by Chloe's sister, Gina McFadden. So here we go. Ballerina. By Chloe. By Chloe McFadden. Here we go.
True, because of you, you came and told me the truth, knew I could confide in you when I was lost to let me through. Now I see the whole world from your point of view, because I didn't believe that it was inside of me, but you knew all that I could be. When I was down, had a frown, you came around. When I was low, didn't know, you came to show. Thick skin, I needed to know. Strong heart and didn't hold. Getting stressed things on my chest I didn't express. You tried your best to keep me not distracted like the rest. Told me that I am the best. Never settle for less. The things you do to keep me up, the things you say to keep me straight, I hope it stays that way. You keep me on my toes like a ballerina. When I left you made me say to be times I thought I was through, but then here comes you, pulling up my chin, helping me grin, all the things I didn't stand for. How could you ever know what I was to behold, when I was quick to stop, the one to tell, cause I thought that it'd be harder than I thought. You cared for me, there for me wasn't necessary, teaching why, showing why the dream's not a lie. You told me that I am the truth, I just gotta believe it's true. All the trials, all the times, life had me down. You switched it up, flipped the script when you came around. That's why I'll never let you go. That's why I had to let you know. When you're looking for what you can't find, for so long it seems I have searched but yet couldn't find what I found in you.
Maybe you're proved to be somebody true. if you can. Hey, baby, catch me if you can. Hey, 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 catch me, catch me, catch me if you can. I won't try to run on. And catch me if you catch me. Hey, hey, baby.
And I've had enough.
tick-tock, 6 o'clock, there's that old alarm again. Stand up, eyes shut, wishing I was sleeping in. Don't know how I do it, but somehow I do it every day, just the same. Get dressed, still a mess, shuffle through the same routine. White tee, blue jeans, looking at me beckoning. Get myself together, come whatever, just like yesterday and every other day. As I rush by the mirror, catches my eye, and guess who's smiling back at me. But today, making lemons into lemonade.
Help me now, help me now. I've had a real
thought I know a love like you. Never ever be one like you, Lord. For you are the King, your Lord of everything, and you are the great I am. Oh, when I'm weak, you make me strong. Give me strength to hold on, and you're everything I need.
Like my shadow. Yeah, baby, ooh, you're saying that you love me, but it's all you know. number one girl, my number one. Oh, I never leave you alone. I'm sure you know now. Not macaroni, it's the right stuff. And it's fresh, it's new, it's the right stuff. And it's cold.
Time. Productions. Check this out right here. This track right here is coming through to you. This is the next story. Yeah.
to see an angel. To me that was just make-believe that wasn't true. And then you came into my life and I saw the angel looking back at me was you.
It's that look in your eyes that I see.
Tales or stories about a superhero type that saves a day. But just one kiss from you was sudden glory. I felt my doubts all quickly fade away. It's
trying to avoid the fall. Then one day, so unexpectedly you came my way. We met with no intentions of even meeting, but at first glance I knew my heart wanted you. Fears are gone away. Now I believe to live in love. My love, I believe in you. It took some time to find it. Our love awaits.
There's a brighter star. At this point in my life, I'm happier now than I thought I could be. I'm so happy now, 'cause once you found me, didn't believe that it was inside of me, but you knew all that I could be. When I was down, had a frown, you came around. When I was low, didn't know you came to show. Thick skin, I needed to know. Strong heart, I didn't hold. Getting stress things on my chest, I didn't express. You tried your best to keep me not distracted like the rest. Told me that I am the best. Never settle for that away. You keep me on my toes like a ballerina. When I left, you made me say to believe you made my way. Never could repay the way you kept me up like a ballerina. All the times I thought I was through, but then here comes you, pulling up my chin, helping me grin. All the things I didn't stand for, how could you ever know what I was to behold? When I was quick to stop, the one to talk, 'cause I thought that it'd be harder than I thought. You cared for me, there for me wasn't necessary. Teaching why, showing why the dream's not a lie. You told me that I am the truth, I just gotta believe it's true. All the trials, all the times, lies had me down. You switched it up, flipped the script when you came around. That's why I'll never let you go. That's why I had to let you know. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Let's end this with some good music. Chloe McFadden, Ballerina, and Sister Jean McFadden. Worth the wait. Then you got to hear those two again for those who came in towards the end of the show and not in the beginning. Then you got to hear it again. If you hear new songs again, if you like, please go to these artists. And tonight's show, usually you would call it a tribute because it's not really a tribute, it's an appreciation. That's what this tonight's show was, an appreciation for Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment, giving me such great music to be able to play on the station. Because I said, it's not easy. It's not easy for any of the artists to get airplay on radio. Because no one knows who they are. They don't have a big buzz around them. So radio stations are not beating down their door to say, I want to play music. You know? Give you a little information, if I got some time, about Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment. Who don't know, give you a little information. So give me a minute to pull up the information. Here we go. Okay, it's here. Oh, this is something totally different. Okay, this is not the information I was... Pulled up the wrong information. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay, here we go. Okay, wait a minute. Where's that? Okay. Because I was sent the information. Let's do it this way. Go to the website. Because I ain't got time to be... I was trying to go to the website. Trying to send them an email, trying to go to the website. Well, just give me a minute again. Okay, so here we go. I found it. Woo. I found what I was looking for. And here's a history about the label. It says, they started in 2009. What? Christian gospel label. We recorded four 11-song projects on our flagship, Caitlin Carter, from Richmond, Virginia, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Once the CD was done, the first single, Rough Day, was released. She started... Wait a minute. Okay, she's from Richmond, Virginia. I gotta make sure I'm reading this correctly. From Richmond, Virginia, and they took her down and asked the board. Once the CD was done, the first single they was released, she started stealing from us. Anyway, after dropping her, we signed Kristen Rader from Nashville. Only one song on her called Smile. After that, we had to close down in 2016 because we had lost so much money promoting Kaylee. We couldn't continue to work with new artist Kristen. I dropped out of music until the last year when a gospel artist contacted me for two of my songs. It'll be coming out this year sometime. Anyway, the guy continued. We decided to relaunch the label as a multi-genre company this time, mainly featuring songs I wrote. Anyway, once again, thank you so very much. So he gave me a little hand and he's telling me thank you. So starting 2009. and right later 2009, and I get it. You said, okay, we're going to be a Christian style gospel label. I get that. Because you'll get a handful of artists that sing gospel, but then you're going to get those handfuls that don't, but be signed to a label. And so Rough Day with Caitlin McCall, which I like. That was when the person that said she was stealing from them. See, when you're given an opportunity, especially an opportunity of a lifetime for you as an artist to be heard, and you perform the people your career around, that's not Christian to me. You can't say you're a Christian artist and then do something like that. That's not Christian to me. But I'm glad that it has relaunched Dreaming Out Entertainment and has created a new, fresh start. You know, like how you've been your house for years and you still have the same color on the walls when you first moved in and living there for years and you haven't changed the color. Well, this relaunch was just like that. Same color on the wall, and then decide, you know what? It needs a new fresh coat of paint, a new color and everything. And that's what he gave it. By changing from just being one genre label, he made it a multi-genre label. So it doesn't matter what genre you're in, if artists are looking for artists, he will sign you in whatever genre you're in. Play Janetta, Catch Me, that's an artist song. Can't say, well, it's a Christian label, then he changed it and reached it to genre station. Yep. So, who's author for that? I know you had your dream for it to be a Christian / gospel station, and it pan out that way. You said, you know what? I'm going to give it another shot. I'm not going to let what happened in the past stop me from doing what I know I should be doing, which is music and helping artists get out there, get that exposure they deserve. You know? I'm glad that you did that. Give me a minute, y'all. And I'm glad you did that. Because once upon a time in my life, I wanted to be a singer. And then my life changed because I knew I not sing, but then the way they used to back in the day sign artists. They signed artists back in the day off their talent, not just of what they look like, off talent. And if artists have potential, they did art development to develop the artist to the artist that they need to be. They don't do that no more. A lot of these artists is not even signed based off of talent. They signed because they look good. They have a image that works good for the label. Yep. So when, you know, my past, then I realized I didn't come into my voice until I was a teenager. So as a little kid until I'm a teenager, my voice wasn't. So I knew trying to sing it wasn't going to work for me. But I've changed, you know, something else. But I started singing. Not that I wanted it as a career, but I started singing. And when I hit my teenage years, that's when I realized, that's when my voice came in. Because you know how young boys sing when they sing it when they're young, their voice sounds one way, and then once they hit puberty, it's another way, and you can't believe it's the same person. For a young boy, when they had that high, like falsetto, which was not really falsetto, it was called contralto. That was a, and then once puberty, that contralto voice went away. So now you have to figure out, are you a bass, a baritone, a tenor? As a young male singer, you have to figure that out. You start out contralto, and once you hit puberty, it changes. Now you gotta figure out if you sing bass, if you sing tenor, baritone, falsetto. There's some that could do both, but no, it's gifted. Like they sing two different one, but still enough. So you had to figure that out. And once my teenage years, and I came into my singing voice, I'm like, I didn't want to be a singer no more. But I, even though I didn't want to be a singer, I wanted to own a record label. And I put it out there. Out there what the label was. Looking for artists. This is before I even really got into radio. And people wanted, there was a rock artist who wanted to manage. Yes, I like all genres of music, but I was like, I can't manage them. One, I don't drive. We live in two, even though we're in the same state, still far from each other. So being the fact that I don't drive, and this is one thing of where I live that I don't like. The town in Jersey I live in, there's no thing that you take to New York City. There's only buses. And a person lives in another part of Jersey and there's no bus from where you live to where they area, you have to travel on the bus all the way to 42nd Street Authority and take a bus from there to come back into New Jersey just to the town they live in. Now, that up there, I know it kind of sounds crazy, but it's the truth. If I wanted to go on an adventure, I don't drive because this is in New Jersey, all the way to 42nd Street, and catch a bus to go to Great Adventure. There is no bus from the town I live in that will take me to Great Adventure, or to take me to a bus that will take me to Great Adventure. You understand what I'm saying? That's crazy that I have to leave Jersey to come back. Jersey just to go to another town, Jersey. Crazy. But things about me not a lot of things, not really about me, but you know, and like I said, the artist that said that back into music, I'm glad they did that. Because I feel when music is what you want to do, to leave it is giving up. I get like what happened to them, and you know, financially they couldn't keep it. And I get that. But to leave music, and when you know this is something you was born to, it's giving up. Glad, whoever that person is that got that music, I'm glad I did. Because you sent me some songs to play on the station. And the station doesn't know when your music came out. Because these songs came out in the 80s, the 90s, early 2000s. If it's good, I'm going to play it, and the people is going to love it as good music. It's just that, good music. It doesn't matter when it was released. Look at the Temptations. None of them knows who the Temptations are, but if you play My Girl, they would know the song, even though they know that's the Temptations. They would know that song. And that's how you know music. When someone who doesn't know what the group is, but they know the song, you know it's good music. Yep. So, the next show I have for you is Saturday Indie Mix. I say, I do my music show, I don't know how it's going to grow the music. Meaning, I don't know what I'm going to play as soon as I start the show. I don't. Sometimes I say, you know what? I want to hear jazz and then make it an all show. Sometimes I say, I want to hear some rock and make it an all rock show. I say, I want to just hear some R&B and play nothing but R&B. Sometimes I want to hear some old school and play nothing but old school. How you hear the songs you hear when you tune in. And usually, Thursdays and Fridays is usually when I throw old school in with some new school or just play old school. Yep. And so Saturday night, a lot of music is going to fall, but you know it's going to be great music that you can do whenever you want, because the show will be archived back tonight. And all my indie artists out there that want their music play, like the artists I play tonight. Or you can hit me up at 201-399-2014 or go to stardom.net. Send me a message how to get your music played. If you call and get me, you can send a text and you will get a response back. And I will tell you exactly how you get your music played. Make sure you follow Info Get the T. Because I've had an artist say they didn't know what a flyer was. Now, if you're trying to be an artist and you don't know what a bio is, every artist should know what a bio is. The bio is what tells me about you, the artist. It tells me when you started writing, where you from. You understand that? And if you miss any show given by the Starting Radio, you gotta just go to starting.com/starting. Google World of Star Radio and see the platforms we're on. Or you can go to the World of Star Radio Facebook page and listen through there. Yep. You only can listen through your phone. I gotta make sure to tell that to your phone. Because you cannot listen through the laptop. You only can listen through your phone. That's how it's set up. So when you listen to this podcast through their Facebook page, you listen through your phone. Facebook app on your phone, not through the laptop. But it's all good. I'm sure they will integrate to do both soon. Yeah. And the next is February 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Use the artist, the entrepreneur, the business owner. Promote what you got going on. Yep. I know you got 3, 4, 6, 2, 3, 4, 6, 2, 3, 1, 8. Mark that in your calendar. Down the number. Yep. I forgot. I forgot my other show that's at 7. 6 and 4. At 7 p.m. Standard Time. Participate. One, you can call 347-202-318. If you want to be supported by Roll to Stardom, all you got to do is go to rollstardom10@gmail.com. That is rollstardom2010@gmail.com. The biopic links to your music, biopic links to your business website. So, like, I will put him on there. And you will be able to click the link to the website. To Dreaming Out Loud Entertainment, you'll be able to click the link where you can go to the music from that label. You understand? So, and you'll be able to, you know, read a little bit of info and go check out the website. And you will be featured on the Roll to Stardom Radio's Facebook page. Facebook page and the blog site. If you're on Facebook, just pull up Roll to Stardom and make sure that you like the page. Don't just check the page. Like the page as well. It is much appreciated. Oh boy. I am getting tired. But it has been a great show tonight. And if you would like to make a donation to the station so I could keep going, artists like Arthur and the other artists that get played here continue to get played here. What I do is send your donation to me, /Roll to Stardom, and then put it in the section. Donation, or if you use Cash App, you can do Cash App, $Roll to Stardom, put in the note section, donation, note, put at Roll to Stardom in the note section, put donation, Zelle, you can do Roll to Stardom, 2010@gmail.com, and in the note section, put donation. Amount is big or small. So if you want to donate $1, that's fine. You want to donate, say, $20, it's fine. Because it helps the station going. And it helps us be able to broaden what we are doing. Like add more shows. Yep. Like add more shows to the station. Give people opportunities to be radio hosts or DJs. Your donation will help do that. We also have rollstardommerch.com. Go there and check out the merch. And that also helps with the station. We also have the Black Oak Forever. And that's BLAOKE forever. .creator-spring.com. Yes. That, you buy anything from that store, it's called the Black Forever Foundation. Now we have, you can go to that Facebook as well, Forever Foundation. And what we do with that foundation is Black Oak was created by Jay Taylor. Jay Taylor is no longer with us. And keep his name, keep the name of God because I didn't want to die with him. And Jay Taylor was into photography, into music, you know. So what we're planning on doing with the foundation, what we want to do with the not planning, but what we want to do with the foundation is have, like, rappers, singers, producers come and, like, teach the youth how to do what they do. So people, you've heard people say, oh, I can sing. Hear them sing, and like, you really can't. But you don't want to hurt their feelings. So as a vocal coach, but a little something or a vocal coach, you know what I'm saying? You know, have rappers, singers come and talk to the youth and say, yeah, I know you see this as a glamorous life, and show them that all that glamorous that you see in these rap videos and speak to these youths. You know, to get a first, right? And you don't always have to say, I'm going to get out of the ghetto or the hood by being a basketball player, football player, a sports player. Let's put it like that, sports player. You can get out of the hood with academics. You don't necessarily have to get out of the hood by being a rapper or whatever. There are many possibilities of what you can do to get you out of the hood. But if that's what you really want to do, then you want to nourish that so that if a label is looking to sign you, they sign one hell of an artist. You know, and we have initiatives we have on. We have a domestic violence initiative, bullying initiative, self-esteem initiative. If you go, like I said, the Black Oak Forever store, or if you Google Black Oak Forever store, and it comes up, you will see in the store that just says, stand up to bullying, stop being a bully to your friend. And you will see the one, I think it says, make a stand proud for our self-esteem initiative. Let these young girls follow society's standards of beauty is think they are beautiful when they are. You know, these models skinny as quick, and these young girls see that and say, oh, I got like that. They don't. And domestic violence initiative. You will see the T-shirt that says only cowards mentally and physically abuse women. Add this extra to that, and you were a coward if you were a man that sees another man beating on a woman and you do nothing. You a coward just as him. I get you to say, well, I'm getting the people's business. But this man is beating up a woman who can't defend herself. And you're watching it happen and not stopping it. That's what makes you a coward. You got the Jay Jasani clothing line that you will see on the Well, that's another thing we start, you know. So, I'm going to call it a thing. I appreciate you for always rocking with you. Keep rocking with you. Road to Stardom. I'll follow you on Instagram. Road to Stardom. There's the two. On Twitter. There's the two. Road to Stardom. And when you and Facebook, if you put the web address, put TWO. When you put in facebook.com/roadtostardom, put TWO up. That's spelled on the page. And the other one is Stardom Mania. And follow our 6 and Roll page, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Roll. And at 11, it's my indie mix. So, if you want to join, you can give your opinion on topics that we're discussing. And once again, I want to say peace, one love, I appreciate you. Bye-bye now. And thank you once again, Arthur of Out Loud Entertainment, for the music.